რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
საქართველოში 19 საათია, მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. მას მარიამ ჭიაურელი გაგაცნობთ. ჯერ თქვენთელი მთავარი ახალი ამბები მოკლედ. უკრაინის პარლამენტის საგანგებოს ხდომაზე შეიკრიბა აღმოსავლეთში კრიზისთან დაკავშირებით. სერგეი ლავროვი უკრაინის მთავრობას მოუწოდებს არმიის უკან დახევისკენ. თბილისში დასრულდა სამიტი, რომელშიც საქართველოს, აზერბაიჯანისა და თურქეთის პრეზიდენტები მონაწილეობდნენ. საქართველოს მთავარმა პროკურატურამ დაიწყო გამოძიება რუსთავი ორის დღევანდელი განცხადების საფუძველზე. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო ვწლად. უკრაინის პარლამენტი დღეს საგანგებოს ხდომაზე შეიკრიბა აღმოსავლეთში დაძაბულობის გამწვავებაზე სასაუბროდ. შინაგან საქმეთა მინისტრის არსენ ავაკოვის განცხადებით, მთავრობის ჯარებმა ქალაქ სლავიანსკთან მიამბოხების წინააღმდეგ ჩატარებული ოპერაციის დროს მოკლეს რუსეთის მომხრე 30 აქტივისტი. სლავიანსკთან შეტაკებებისას 5 მაისს დაიღუპა 4 უკრაინელი ჯარისკაციც. ამას გარდა რუსეთის მომხრე მიამბოხებმა უკრაინის ვერტმფრენი ჩამოაგდეს. უკრაინის არმია ცდილობს კონტროლი აღადგინოს აღმოსავლეთში, სადაც რუსეთის მომხრე აქტივისტებმა დაიპყრეს ადგილობრივი ადმინისტრაციის შენობები და პოლიციის განყოფილებები სულ ცოტა ათქალაქში. უკრაინა რუსეთს ადანაშაულებს ძალადობის ორგანიზებაში მოსკოვი უარყოფს ამბრალდებას. რუსეთის საგარეო წყობის ხელმძღვანელი სერგეი ლავროვი უკრაინის მთავრობას მოუწოდებს არმია გაიყვანოს აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინის რეგიონებიდან კრიზისის განმუხტვის მიზნით. ლავროვი ამ მოწოდებით გამოვიდა ვენაში ევროსაბჭოს საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრების შეხვედრასთან დაკავშირებით გამართულ პრესკონფერენციაზე. ის შეეხო უკრაინაში 25 მაისისთვის დანიშნულ საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნებსაც.
Проводить выборы в ситуации, когда армия используется против
არჩევნების ჩატარება ვითარებაში, როცა არმიას იყენებენ მოსახლეობის ნაწილის წინააღმდეგ, ეს საკმაოდ უჩვეულოა. ეს ხომ არ არის ავღანეთი, სადაც რომია და სადაც მაინც ჩატარდა არჩევნები. და რაც შეეხება 25 მაისს, ნახავთ, როგორ დამთავრდება ეს პროცედურა.
Закончится эта процедура.
განაცხადა ლავროვმა, მისივე თქმით, უკრაინის კრიზისის მოსაგვარებლად ახალი საერთაშორისო მოლაპარაკების ჩატარების შემთხვევაში მოლაპარაკების მაგიდასთან უნდა დასხდნენ რუსეთის მომხრე სეპარატისტებიც. ყირიმში ეგრეტებული თავდაცვითი ჯგუფის წევრებმა სემეს ყირიმელი თათრების თვითმართველი ორგანოს მეჯლისის წევრი აბდურამან ეგისი, ჩვენი რადიოს ცნობით ეგისის სემეს სამხედრო ფორმაში გამოწყობილმა დაუდგენელმა პირებმა. ინციდენტი 6 მაისს მოხდა სიმფეროპოლში. ბაქოში მოხდა შეტაკება ათობით აქტივისტსა და პოლიციელებს შორის მას შემდეგ, რაც სასამართლომ საშელი შეუფარდა ახალგაზრდულ ოპოზიციურ მოძრაობა ნიდას რაწევს. სასამართლომ ისინი დამნაშავეცნო მასობრივი არეულობის ორგანიზებაში და ნარკოტიკებისა და იარაღის უკანონო ფლობაში, რის საფუძველზეც მათ შეუფარდა 6-დან 8 წლამდე ხანგრძლივობის პატიმრობა. სასამართლოს და მსჯავრდებულების ათობით მომხრემ გააპროტესტა განაჩენები. თბილისში დასრულდა სამიტი, რომელშიც საქართველოს, აზერბაიჯანისა და თურქეთის პრეზიდენტები და სამთავრობო დელეგაციები მონაწილეობდნენ. სამიტზე განიხილეს ეკონომიკის, ენერგეტიკისა და ტრანსპორტის სფეროებში მიმდინარე და დაგეგმილი პროექტები. დღესვე თბილისში გაიმართა პრეზიდენტების გიორგი მარგოლაშვილის, ილჰამ ალიევის და აბდულა გიულის შეხვედრა და მათი ერთობლივი ბრიფინგი. გიორგი მარგოლაშვილის განცხადებით, თბილისის სამიტზე მან და მისმა თურქმა და აზერბაიჯანელმა კოლეგებმა განიხილეს ერთობლივი პროექტები, რომელთა განხორციელება საწყებულია და რომლებიც აერთიანებს კასპიის, შავი ზღვის და ხმელთაშუა ზღვის აუზებს.
საქართველოს მთავარმა პროკურატურამ
სამიტზე ჩვენ საუბრობდით იმ თანამშრომლობაზე, რომელიც შედგა ჩვენ სამ ქვეყანას შორის. ეს უკვე ისტორიული თანამშრომლობაა, თანამშრომლობა, რომელიც გავლენას ახდენს ჩვენი ქვეყნების ეკონომიკაზე, ჩვენი ქვეყნების მოსახლეობის კეთილდღეობაზე, გავლენას ახდენს რეგიონის ეკონომიკაზე, სტაბილურობაზე.
განაცხადა გიორგი მარგველაშვილმა. საქართველოს მთავარმა პროკურატურამ დაიწყო გამოძიება რუსთავი ორის დღევანდელი განცხადების საფუძველზე. რუსთავი ორი კერძოდ აცხადებს, რომ ისი გენერალური დირექტორის ნიკა გვარამიას და საინფორმაციო სამსახურის ხელმძღვანელის ნინო შუბლაძის სამუშაო ოთახებში ფარულად ჩაწერილი მასალები მიიღო ინფორმატორისგან, რომელიც შინაგან საქმეთა სამინისტროს წარმომადგენელია. თქვენ მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, რომელიც მარიამ ჭიაურელმა მოამზადა და გაგაცნოთ. საქართველოში 18 საათი და მაპდით 19 საათი და 5
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Hello and welcome to our program, and thank you for tuning in to Border Crossings, your station for the biggest hits and all your requests and dedications. We've got them for the next hour. Sit back and get ready for Border Crossings Live from Studio 4. If you'd like to join us, you can call 202-619-2077. And this first request comes from Edwin Njuguna, who is in Kenya, and says, I'm hoping that I can be one of your lucky winners. We'll find out, Edwin, a little later on when we give away another Now 50 CD. Here's your request. It's Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Thank you, Richie Sambora. Richie admits he's still in love with his ex-wife, Heather Locklear. He said, she's kind of in his heart, and he can't let it go. Although both of them have moved on, who knows? Maybe, you never know, they might reconcile. Richie left Bon Jovi as they started their most recent tour. He kind of went his own way. John was pretty disappointed, all the Bon Jovi fans disappointed. Richie says he had to deal with some personal stuff. and Bon Jovi from New Jersey are celebrating their 30th anniversary together. 30 years and millions of records sold all around the world. So I'm sure fans like Mary continue to support Bon Jovi and their music. Living on a Prayer for Kenya, one of the earlier big hits from their collection. Thanks for tuning in to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and we welcome you to our program for our Tuesday edition. If you'd like to hear a song, call 202-619-2077, or you can send an email to bordercrossings@voa.gov. Twitter.com, send a tweet to BCVOA, or Facebook.com/VOA Larry London, and we'll meet you there on social media. No matter how you reach us, just reach us, because we want to know that you're listening. We want to know you're out there and what your thoughts are, what your requests are. I came across something interesting a few minutes ago on the internet, and I'm going to hold off sharing this with you. But this Polish immigrant is now, he's living in Manhattan. He's the oldest living person, and apparently oldest living man, I should say, 111 years old, 111 years old. And he revealed in the New York Times his secret to long life, to longevity. And I'm going to tell you exactly what that is in just a bit. By the way, the longest living female, Mary, you're close, but you're not there yet. It's Misao Okawa, who is from Japan, and she's 116. 116! So, all right, I'll tell you the secret to long life, but before we get to that, here's Sushanta Hakmakosa's request, and this is from Facebook, where Sushanta listens and requests regularly and says, I've been listening to your show and been a bit busy for the past month, but I would like to hear a song on the program from the Rolling Stones. And by the way, the clip you put up on the internet, I wasn't able to watch. I'm heartbroken because I wasn't able to view the clip. I'm not sure exactly what Sushanta is referring to, which clip. But anyway, thank you for listening to our program, and here's your request from the Rolling Stones. This is called Honky Tonk Woman.
feel like breaking down? Do you ever feel out of place? Like somehow you just don't belong and no one understands you? Do you ever want to run away? Do you lock yourself in your room with the radio on turned up so loud that no one hears you screaming? No, you don't know what it's like when nothing feels alright. You don't know what it's like to be like me. When you're down, feel like you've been pushed around. To be on the edge, of breaking down, and no one's there to save you. Now you don't know what it's like. To be hurt, to feel lost, to be left out in the dark, to be kicked. When you're down, feel like you've been pushed around.
Several Plan on Border Crossings from Canada. They are from Montreal, and they started together back in 1999 and still going strong, even though they took a few years off to take a break. Evelyn Sono requested that song. Evelyn listens in Zimbabwe, and the song is called Welcome to My Life. And welcome to Border Crossings, Evelyn, and welcome to you, wherever it is that you are living and working and studying and playing. And we're glad to be part of your day, especially on this fine Tuesday. I'm Larry London. I'd like to say hello to Yared. Yared Gebrewald. And Yared sent a message in on Facebook from Minneapolis, St. Paul. I've been there myself. Beautiful place. Very, very beautiful place. I played golf there. And I know it's cold. Minneapolis has probably one of the worst winters in the United States. They get hit hard every year. So, Yared, thank you for listening. And hopefully the weather's nice and warm where you are right now. Jahangir Alam Manto is listening in Bangladesh in a place called Rangamati. So thank you for joining us, Jahangir. Biju Sise listens in Sierra Leone. And from Libya, a listener named I'm Not Loony. Well, I would have to disagree, because anybody who'd call themselves I'm Not Loony must be somewhat loony. Thank you for being a part of Border Crossings. We love the loonies just like we love the sane folks. You can make a request, 202-619-2077. That's how you reach us by phone while we're here in the studios. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Now, I know that Rob, who is running the board for us today, is on the edge of his seat and wants to know how to stay alive for as long as possible. And I started off the show, I mentioned that there's this guy, a Polish immigrant. He now lives in Manhattan. It's hard to stay alive there at all, but he's managed to make it 111 years in Manhattan. And apparently, Alexander Imich. Alexander Imich, who turned 111 on February 4th. Well, he says that here are the ways that he has managed to last 111 years. This is what he told the New York Times Magazine. First of all, don't have kids. He doesn't have any kids. Not having kids. Rob doesn't have kids. So, Rob, you're well on your way. But Mary, Vince, and I, we have kids. So it looks like we're not going to hit 111. Mary, you're not going to make it. Number two on his list, don't drink alcohol. Oh, Mary's in trouble. That's it. Mary's checking out right now. another one, he says, don't smoke. He says, play multiple sports. I was a gymnast, a good runner, and a good sprinter. Good diet also has kept him alive this long in his life. He eats, I guess it is a Jewish diet that he eats, matzo balls from matzo ball soup, gefilte fish, which is a Jewish food. I'm Jewish, so I eat it. I can't describe it. And it's not something that I would recommend to most people. It's an acquired taste, but he likes gefilte fish, chicken noodle soup, Ritz crackers, scrambled eggs, chocolate, and ice cream. And he calls that a good diet? I don't know. And also he said good genes. Well, I think that goes all the way to the top of the list. Good genes. And not too tight either. Don't make them too tight. Keep the circulation going. All right. Well, thank you to Mr. Imich, and I hope you live even longer and have more birthday celebrations. Here's a request from a jock, Attack a Sikh, who's tuned into our show and says, how you doing, Larry? I'm doing okay, a jock, Attack a Sikh. And his request is from an artist named Camila, and this is Demi on Border Crossings.
Había sentido algo así. La vida me mantuvo siempre en paz. Llegaste a abrir las puertas del dolor y a regalarme soledad. Tu piel envenenó mi corazón, dejándome en completa oscuridad. Y así en lugar de olvidarte yo fui queriendo mucho más. Y ahora estás aquí viéndome sufrir. Dime cómo debo hacer para olvidarme de tus besos y sacarte para siempre de mí. Te vi. Quererte iba a dolerme de verdad, pero volví a mirarte y comprendí que iré contigo hasta el final. Y ahora estás aquí viéndome. Para olvidarme de tus besos.
dice jamás de mí.
No.
Celine Marie Claudette Dion, and that is a beautiful piece of music. I'm Your Angel, and it features R. Kelly. A request from Fatia Shadia, who's in Kuwait, and she says, send that to my husband, Prince Ibra, in Uganda, who's listening, and tell him I love him so much. Shakran to everybody in Kuwait, and I thank you for listening to our show, Fatia, and thank you for requesting the song, and also Sheldon, who's listening in Kuwait as well, and supporting what we do here on Border Crossings. As always, I'm Larry London. I want to say hello to some Facebook fans who have just liked our Facebook page, become official members of the Facebook family. Tuodoros Shitemwa is tuned in. Ob Wizzy Wayne listens to us. Antenna Ayelu. Sutik Hati. Bemene Ameha. Senate Fikre. Mitmeku Johannes. Leah B. Reda. Ethio Freedom, Walimbu Nimona, Prince DeSanta Faulkner, Antenna Tesema. Apparently there's a lot of antenna out there. Reception must be good. And Asethu Belu. So thank you, everybody, for your support and for becoming members of our Facebook family. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London, or search Larry London in the search box. Once you get to Facebook.com, that'll take you to our page where you can become a regular fan by liking our page. Or you can choose not to and just visit from time to time. Make a request. You can make a dedication, or you can just enter the Now 50 CD giveaway there by giving us your postal mailing address and letting us know, hey, I want to enter the contest. But make sure you include your postal mailing address. Here's a Facebook request. Elam Puranan is listening to our show, and it's Dr. Elam Puranan, who says, how are you? I've been listening for a long time and haven't really requested songs for a couple of years, but I'm enjoying the show, and I want to hear a Mariah Carey song. Mariah just announced the date. Her new album is coming out is May 27th. A day after my birthday. They were talking about surprising us all and just kind of dropping it on the internet without any warning, like Beyonce did. Mariah said, nope, it's coming out May 27th. We're not going to pull a surprise. It's been done already. And Mariah's not one to want to copy someone, especially not Beyonce. So the album is called Me, I Am Mariah. Interesting name for an album. But I guess it's not strange if your name is Mariah. May 27th, the new album comes out. Here is Mariah Carey, and this is a song called You're Mine on Border Crossings.
Suffocating here by myself, dying for your touch. Springtime has that get you every time, and I just can't seem to give you up your mind. When I felt you in my arms, didn't I want to badly? Wanted to let you have me. Autumn days and stormy nights, when you crushed me with your charms, didn't I need you madly? Now I'm lying and falling apart. I can't seem to live without your love. Suffocating here. Myself dying for your touch. Springtime has that get you every time.
Hey, this your boy Chris Brandon. Right now, y'all checking out Board of Crossroads.
Dearly beloved, if this love only exists in my dreams, don't wake me up.
Too much light in this window. Don't wake me up. Only coffee, no sugar inside my cup. If I wake and you're here still, give me a kiss. I wasn't finished dreaming about your lips. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Yeah. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me. So much life in the city, you won't believe. Been awake for some days now, no time to sleep. If your heart is a pillow, this love's the bed. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me.
Border Crossings and Warden, Don't Wake Me Up. That's Chris Brown here on The Voice of America, playing requests and dedications. And Nebiu Daniel Amaha requested that song. Nebiu is listening and is a big fan of the show and says, I accidentally found Border Crossings. I was searching my shortwave radio a few weeks ago. I know some of us still have a shortwave radio. I live in Asmara, the capital of Eritrea, and I'm studying pharmacy. And we are about 3+ hours ahead after an exhausting humbo jumbo day at college. I thought I would chill off with VOA Music Mix. And we finished our midterm exams, and there you were. And I thank you for your cool program. Keep the music coming. I'm glad you enjoyed it, and thank you, Nabiu, for tuning into Border Crossings. By the way, Chris Brown has blonde hair. He and Adam Levine, both. I don't know, maybe I'll dye my hair blonde. You think I should? Mary said, why not? Works for her. Can I borrow some of your hair color? this is Border Crossings. And, everybody's suing everybody. Chris Brown's in the action, too. Chris Brown is being sued. We are a sue-happy country. I don't know why, but everybody likes to sue everybody in this country. And there's a guy named Richard Dupree who is in prison, not in the same prison as Chris Brown, but he's in prison. He is suing Chris Brown, and he is suing Kanye West, and he is suing Beyonce, and Paul McCartney, and Jay-Z, and Rihanna. And why? Because he believes there's some FBI conspiracy going on where they have been spying on him, and the U.S. government has stolen songs that he's written and given them to Beyonce and Paul McCartney and Chris Brown to record. So this guy says, if they've taken my music. So, interesting. All right. Maybe his name is I Am Not Looney. I don't know. Anyway, thanks for listening to Border Crossings. And we've got another lawsuit. And this one comes from Britney Spears' camp. And apparently, Edwin Gerard Lefty wants us to play a Britney Spears song, which we'll do for you. Loves the show. Edwin, we love you back. Edwin, we've got the song for you. But first, a girl named Dawn Noel. Dawn Noel is a dancer, professional dancer. And she dances with Britney, or used to dance with Britney. Now she's suing Britney Spears because apparently in August they were rehearsing for their Las Vegas show, and Britney accidentally raised her hands during a dance number, and the girl was behind her close enough to get smacked in the face and broke her nose. And she says Britney didn't show any sympathy, any compassion. She just said, let's get back to work. And we went on with the rehearsal. My nose hurt, throbbed, and was bleeding. And so I went to the doctor, and Britney's manager said, we'll pay for any expense, any medical treatment expense. And they never did. This was in August. So she's suing her. She wants to get her money. All right, here's Britney Spears with Circus on Border Crossings.
There's only two types of people in the world. The ones that entertain and the ones that observe. Well, baby, I put on a show kind of girl. Don't let the back seat, gotta be first. I'm like the ringleader, I call the shots. I'm like a firecracker, I make it hot. When I put on a show, feel the adrenaline moving through my veins. Spotlight on me and I'm ready. Of guys out there, ones that can hang with me and ones that are scared. So baby, I hope that you can prepare. I run a tight ship, so beware. I'm like the ringleader, I call the shots. I'm like a firecracker, I make it hot. When I put on a show, feel the adrenaline moving through my veins. Light on me and I'm ready to break. I'm like a performer, the dance floor is my stage. Better be ready, hope that you feel the same. I'm a zombie in the center of the ring, just like a circus. When I crack back with everybody going trip, just like a circus. Don't stand there watching me, follow me, show me what you can do. Everybody let go, we can make a dance floor, just like a circus.
Let's go. Let me see what you can do. I'm running this.
Like a circus.
Yeah. Like a what?
Like a circus. All eyes on me in the center of the ring, just like a circus.
listening to Larry London. This is Brandon Flowers from The Killers.
Crossings, and it's The Killers by request from Eden Stiles, When You Were Young. And the band put out a greatest hits album last year called Direct Hits. And they are back together after being away for a few years. They're working on their latest material. In 2010, Brandon Flowers' mother lost her battle with cancer. And Brandon felt that he needed a break, needed some time away. So they're back together and working on some new music, which is a good thing, because music heals the heart. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. Thanks for tuning in. And I'd like to say hello to our Facebook friends who wrote in some messages to us. Liz Malaku listens and made a request for Pharrell Happy. Pharrell Happy is on the Now 50 CD we're giving away, and we'll give away in just a minute. All right, that's coming up next. But Liz, stay tuned. Maybe you'll have a chance to win. But you got to enter the contest if you want to win. This week, it's random draw. Yebisira Belete is listening and requested a song, Kabdi Muse. Kabdi is tuned into our show. Ishmael Kanu listens all the time. Ishaba Victor Kanyambo is tuned in Zambia. And Etienne Habumugisha, who says Etienne is Stephen in English. Edwin Gerard Lefty listens to us. Mentioned him a little while ago. Amara Henry's tuned in on shortwave. Saidu Muhammad Ali. Julius Ayuba is listening to Border Crossings. Vazid Munavar. Now that's a new name. So welcome to our program, Vazid. And here's another new name, Mood Jamiu Lawal. So Mood, thanks for tuning in. He said, I will be celebrating 15 years of listening to your show. But I don't understand why he never wrote in, but I'm glad you're with us now. So, Jamiu, thank you for tuning in. And Aminu Usman is in Nigeria listening on shortwave as well. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Time now for our CD giveaway. It's a two-disc CD, now 50. Now, that's what I call music. And lots of it, too. So today, our lucky listener of the day from Random Selection is Ken in Kuwait. So, hey, congratulations, Ken in Kuwait, and you are the winner. And so we'll send that off to you. All right, so thank you for listening to the program, and enjoy your Now 50 CD. Another one up for grabs tomorrow. But first, American Authors, best day of my life.
I had a dream so big and loud, I jumped so high, I touched the clouds.
Crossings and the best day of my life, American Authors, with the title track from their new EP. Aiken is our winner in Kuwait, and I thank you for entering the contest, because if you don't enter, you can't win. And you can call in when we're here tomorrow, live from 15 to 1600 Universal. And between then and now, you can feel free to email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to twitter.com, send a tweet. It's BCVOA or Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Put your message up along with your request and your contest entry. And I would like to say hello to Hadid Al-Wayel. And Hadid Al-Wayel is at Kuwait University and sent in a nice message and said, I love you. Well, I love you back, Hadid, and thank you for listening. And Jassam in Ethiopia said, I've been listening for 2 years to Border Crossings. 2 years and I'm addicted. Well, Anjasum, we're addicted to you too, my friend. So thank you for your support. Get out there and tell your friends, spread the word. We're here for an hour. Let's make the most of it. Let's make it a great hour. We'll be back tomorrow on Border Crossings with more requests and dedications. Rob, thanks so much for all your expertise. Mary and Vince are here as well. Thank you, guys. I'm Larry London. Have a great night. This is Border Crossings, heard on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.
Break it on down. But you know what we need?
Ვენუს მენდით რეკლამას, აშვიცა და 4-ზე.